like that, did threaten at one time to take away animal insulins, which are made from a powder, and they're so that they had a liquid in that and a preservative in them to reconstitute them. And whereas the ones which they call human insulins, whilst they suit most people, there is a group of people whom they obviously don't suit, and there has been cases recorded which people have actually died because usually young people, by the way, who've not got much experience of diabetes and how to control it, and usually they've died of hypos, usually in their sleep.
Can you remember what age you were when you changed onto human insulin and had this crisis?
I don't know about what age I was, but I do know that it would be it'd be somewhere in the 80s, because I certainly couldn't. I found it very difficult to control when with this human insulin. It was I couldn't sense any difference in myself at all, and then you'd suddenly start to well, it's difficult to explain. Sometimes with some people, you get all sorts of different feelings. You might feel sweating for no particular reason, or you might get double vision. There are things like that, or you just may feel unsteady on your feet. This sort of thing happens, but it just affects different people in different ways. My sister tells me that if she gets low blood sugars, she feels hungry. And now, I have to admit that it doesn't necessarily apply to me. But I do know, with the present insulin that I'm on, that...